One thing that's died down quite a bit, and I wanted to get your opinion now that it's after the fact. What are your views on the Four Blood Moons and the end of the Shemitah?
Well, I think we're seeing it. I mean, people go, "Well, the Four Blood Moons, all in, we didn't see anything." Are you kidding me? The Russians came into the Middle East. I mean, what do you
Yeah.
want? I mean, the Russians, the Ruskies under Tsar Vladimir, because he's an imperialist, he's a czarist, he's certainly not a communist, and he comes down there, riding in, and he's no friend of Israel. Make no bones about it. No friend of Israel. He gives the Iranians the S-300 anti-missile system. So now the Israelis have to think twice about before they attack Bashar reactor. He's all over the Middle East. He's got troops there. He's got advisors there. He's got stuff off the coast of Syria. The CHICOMs, Chinese communists, are now in there with their warships. I mean, is this Gog Magog? I don't know. But I mean, I certainly, this is unprecedented. But because our news media doesn't do their job, most Americans don't know about this. Or
Yeah.
just, well, whatever. Damascus, there's a drone footage I have on the blog, lamarjulie.wordpress.com. And I've been able to vet this. The surrounding cities, Damascus has a lot of suburbs. The surrounding cities are dead zones. There's nothing left. The surrounding towns, cities that Damascus sprawls out, there's nothing left.
Wow.
I'm trying to find out how much of Damascus has been destroyed. And
Yeah.
so far, I cannot get that information. I actually talked to a man who's an ex-Syrian, he's an expat from Syria. And he told me that the surrounding towns is dead. I mean, just you don't go there. He says it's extremely unsafe. Damascus is still there, but he's not even sure. So, he doesn't even know what's going on over there. It's a media blackout. We don't know. We have no idea what's really going on in Damascus, in Syria. But we know everything about Bruce Jenner's sex change.
Right.
We know everything about the carnival, which is the GOP presidential nomination, because these idiots who are on the panel, and they are idiots with all due respect, have no business being there.
Yeah.
An eighth grader could probably do a better job than the three morons that that did the last presidential debate. And Trump was right. Bully for McDonald, bully for Ted Cruz, who stood up to them and said, "Why aren't you asking substantive questions? Why are you wasting our time up here trying to debate us in this ridiculous interview?" Oh, and the hosts were trying to backpedal from that. Bully for Ted Cruz, bully for Donald, who stood up to these clowns and said, "Well, a 2-minute phone call changed the debate from 3 hours and put it back to 2 minutes." And then he, "Oh, you're lying, you're lying." I just love him. Donald doesn't care. That's why he's dangerous. He doesn't care because he's not in anybody's pocket. Many of the other politicians are. Bully for, look, the three top contenders are Trump, Dr. Ben Carson, and Carly Fiorina. Isn't it interesting that they are all Washington outsiders? The American people have had it up to here with Washington insiders. Isn't it incredible how Hillary Clinton should be culpable for Benghazi, and yet she skates?
Yeah, no kidding.
That the Obama administration should be culpable for Benghazi, and yet he skates. Isn't it interesting that we don't know really where this guy was born? We're
Right.
told this, we're told Hawaii, but was he really? I mean, why can't we get the information? Why doesn't the media do their job? It's a shell game, it's rigged. Meanwhile, Americans are under this onerous tax burden where we don't get to keep most of our money, where we were told, "If you have your healthcare plan, you can keep your healthcare plan." No, I can't. I had a nice healthcare plan. Okay, now I've got Obama mess, and I don't want Obama mess, but that's what I've got. So, we've been lied to over and over and over. Now we've got gay marriage, which is the law of the land. What about judicial fiat, which is what it was? The Supreme Court is cannot, litigate, and yet that's what they're doing. They cannot create law. And yet that's what they did. Oh, Supreme Court says, and then Obama lights up the White House in rainbow colors. Love triumphs. Why don't we all just get Priuses and just go home? I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And yet the church still doesn't wake up, still doesn't push back with that. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take. I'm dismayed by the non-reaction of the church. Oh, well, yeah. You know, separation of church and state, and it's all okay. You know, what has Jesus done in your life this week? You know, this is where we are.
Yeah.
It's like, where is the absolute outrage at Planned Parenthood? At least there was some pushback there. Planned Parenthood, you know, Mengele, the death angel of Auschwitz concentration camp, would have loved it. Yeah, yep. let's just take the baby born live and cut his face open so we can get the brain. I'm not making this up. And then Fiorina challenges, you know, Hillary Clinton to look at the video. Will they look at the video? Of course not. Instead, right. Oh, it's the war on women. That's what we get. The war on women. Oh, you know, Planned Parenthood. What are we going to do? It's a woman's right to choose. Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. There's a chapter in the Days of Chaos book, in my Days of Chaos book, which it talks about the abortion holocaust, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
1 billion babies on this planet slaughtered in their mother's womb, and yet the church, for the most part, dithers. Now, there's sections of a church which, you know, will take your baby. Don't kill your baby. We'll find a home for your baby. Where is the church? You know, folks, we're going to be held accountable to all this stuff. We will. We're going to be held accountable. You don't think so? Are you kidding me? And that's why judgment is coming. I think judgment is coming on America. Judgment is coming on the American church. People don't want to hear this stuff. Why do you think I can't get on Christian TV for the most part? Right?
Yeah,
Prophecy Watchers will have me, but many of the other shows won't. Because, oh, we, you know what they tell me? LA, we want a soft landing place for our people.
Oh, geez.
Nice and soft. We don't want to alarm anyone here. You're just too controversial, LA. You're just a little too edgy. Okay. Wars and rumors of wars. Famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, troublesome times, men faint from fear for what is coming upon the earth. That's Jesus's words. If that's not edgy, I don't know what is. So you have a choice. We can either all go to sleep, all pretend you sing, join hands, sing Kumbaya, roast some marshmallows, and go about in a daze and watch, you know, all hell break loose around us. Or we can stand up, shout the gospel, talk about prophecy, talk about the end times, talk about the pre-tribulation rapture, talk about the biblical prophetic narrative, and that the signs that Yeshua warns us of are firing on all 8 cylinders. Or we can just, you know, lay down and vote for Hillary.
There's another topic that was all over the internet for a while talking about these things going on in our country, and it seemed to have vanished. But what about Jade Helm? What can you tell us? What was that all about? And what, if anything, does it represent today?
I think Jade Helm was a training program, exactly like what we were told, and it's training for what is coming. They know something is coming. They know it. And what it is, it's to train for when everything collapses.
Yeah.
Which is a real – look, the BRICS nations, and there's a whole chapter again – in the book, Days of Chaos, whole chapter on this, the coming financial collapse. The BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, have coalesced an attempt to take the world default currency from the U.S. petrodollar, which has been the leading currency since the end of World War II. They're trying to move it to the Chinese yuan. That's what all this is about. And if they succeed in that, everything will come crashing down. That's what is really going on here. That's why Putin, Tsar Vladimir, is flexing his muscles in the Middle East. That's why gas prices are artificially low. They're totally controlled. There's plenty of oil, you know, but every summer the price goes way up because we're gouged over here in the United States. $6 paying at the pump, and then we get, you don't need us to tell you, gas prices are on the rise. That lead story, I posted this on the blog. I got it from Conan the Comedian. Was the same lead story by 12, 15 different anchors, local news anchors all across the country, same byline.
Yeah.
Why are they all coming up with the same byline? Why is it all controlled? You don't need us to tell you. Gas prices are back on the rise. They all had exactly this, and they all read it just slightly different, but they're all reading off a teleprompter. This isn't news. This is control. And this is where we are. Rage against the machine, people. Wake up, you know, start looking at what's really going on in Congress. Start realizing, you know, Bernie Sanders is up there talking about, and this guy's Jewish, talking about we got to get rid of these Islamophobes. You know, and I wrote this, Bernie, You're like, you know, Neville Chamberlain in the silly white paper. Hitler will not invade England. I've got the white paper right here. And Hitler promised he's not going to invade Poland, Czechoslovakia, or Austria. We had peace in our lifetime. Nonsense.
Right.
Hello, Bernie. What about female genital mutilations? What about honor killings in this country? What about the ongoing jihad? The Fort Hood shooter, as he's, you know, Allah Akbar, as he's blowing away a woman who's pregnant, who's begging for the life of her child. Nope, God is great. Boom, you're dead. Bernie, you don't get it, man. You know, you're as dangerous as Neville Chamberlain was. If you really think this is Islamophobia, because we're looking at what's going on in the Muslim world and Islam, when we look at the millions of people coming out of the Middle East and are now changing the very cultural fabric of Europe. It's the Islamization of Europe, and now pushback. The people are going, we don't want this here, because the Islamists want Sharia wherever they go. Don't believe me? Watch a film, which we actually posted on the blog. A woman with a burqa, who's a Muslim, went undercover into the Great Mosque in London. And, you know, someone asked a question, well, what do we do? And it's just all the women gathered. What do we do if someone leaves Islam? You know, the teacher says, kill them, just like that. There's no equivocation. Kill them. You kill them. That's what you do. You kill them. That's what we're up against. And Sanders needs to educate himself that the problem in the Middle East is Islam. That's the problem. The problem is Shia against Sunni. The problem is ISIS looking at the Quran and just killing Christians. Oh, you're a Christian, bam, you're dead. By the way, we still don't really know who the Oregon shooter was. You notice right. that? We have no idea who this guy really was, right? And why he was popping the Christians off, why he was killing the Christians. You know, I saw this pastor do this thing, but I look at that DVD, look at that interview, and it looked fake to me. I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm suspect of it.
Yeah.
Suspect of the whole thing. We know nothing about it, but immediately Obama's going, I may have to impose executive action and round up the guns. Folks, let me tell you something. The Second Amendment is there to protect the U.S. citizens from a tyrannical government. Don't believe me? You should look at Wounded Knee. Look what the American government, our government, did to the Native Americans and how they slaughtered the Native Americans at Wounded Knee. That's never going to go away. And the first thing that they did is they rounded up Native American people's guns. That's what they did. And then they walked in there with Gatling guns and they blew them all away. So don't tell me that there's not precedent for it. And, you know, how do you backpedal from that? And the fact that we've got a guy in office, the highest office in the land, threatening executive order to round up the guns. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's why the founding fathers, people go, well, hey, why do I need an automatic weapon to go shoot moose? You don't. You see, you don't understand what the Second Amendment is. The Second Amendment is not to shoot moose. The Second Amendment is to protect against a tyrannical government.
Absolutely.
What happens when the Boston bomber comes up and they bring in the jackbooted thugs, which looks like the invasion of Austria to me? That's what it looked like. Judge Napolitano got fired from the Fox News. One of the things, you know, lost his program because he stood up and he said, you know, when a government begins to look, when a police force, when you can't tell the difference between your local police and the military, you've got a problem. And that's exactly what happened in Boston. So Jade Helm is a training exercise to train the troops for the coming collapse. If the BRICS nations succeed, if enough nations move off the petrodollar, where oil is no longer traded in U.S. dollars. You know why Saddam Hussein was whacked? You know why he was whacked? You know the reason? The real reason why we went into Iraq was not because Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. We got to go in and get Saddam. It's not the case at all. That's not the reason why we went in there. The reason why we didn't, in my opinion, Saddam was trading oil in euros.
Right.
Can't do that. That's a no-no. You just crossed the line, whack, and that's what we did. And look at the mess we made. Look at the mess we made. And now we've got Sunni Shia killing Shia Muslim, or I'm sorry, Sunni Muslim killing Shia Muslim, Every 10 to 14 days, another suicide bomber blows himself up. In Turkey, at the peace rally, over 100 people killed, scores injured. You know, and Bernie Sanders wants us not to be afraid, wants us not to be Islamophobes. Guys, I'm not making this up. That's what they do. They blow each other up. They kill the infidel. They burn the churches. They mutilate their women. I'm not making it up. You know, tell me where I'm going wrong. Where are the moderates? They're non-existent. And you and me, Josh, and any believer, any pastor who preaches or warns his people against the threat of Islam, somehow we're the problem. Any Christian talking about the Second Amendment, somehow we become terrorists. Excuse me? I don't understand this. This is why they need regime change in the United States. We need to clean house. And I don't know how that's going to happen. Bully from a Donald, anybody but a Washington insider, with the exception of Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio, bink, Jeb Bush, heave-ho, don't want Jeb. Christie, are you kidding me? That guy's a walking train wreck, in my opinion, with all due respect. Carly Fiorina, love to see it. Dr. Ben Carson, love to see it. The Donald, absolutely. The Donald, he talks about deporting 11 million. Oh, that's preposterous. You can't deport 11 million people. Oh, really? Why not? Why can't we? If they're here illegally, what about illegal, don't we understand?
Yeah.
We've got sanctuary cities, and we just have to take care of these people. Really? Seriously? Says who? And meanwhile, in California, we have a shortchange of $20 billion a year. You know why? $10 billion a year. Because the illegals tax the system. The Donald is right. You know, you used to be able, when you were a kid, going to college or even in high school, you could get a job doing something. Now you'll notice that in many of these places, they're run by people from south of the border. And I'm all for people coming into this country. My people came here in 1898, but they came here legally. Okay? They came in, and I've seen the records. They came through Ellis Island. That's where, on both sides of the family. They learned English. They educated themselves and rose up through the ranks. And yes, there was discrimination against the Italian American. Are you kidding me? My father couldn't join a country club because he had an eye. His name was Marzulli. That's why he couldn't join the country club. They didn't want an Italian.
Wow.
Hey, yeah, I experienced that, okay? But that's the truth. And I could name the country club, but I'll be nice and I won't because it's so many years ago. But yeah. He wasn't allowed in that country club because his name was Marzulli. All he wanted to do was play golf. My dad loved golf, but he was shut out, just like many of the blacks were shut out, just like many of the Jews were shut out. That's all wrong. But people should not come into the country, give birth to a person, and have that person suddenly become an American citizen. Let's go to Mexico and see how it works. Look, all you got to do to see how absurd this is just take 300 people in a bus, right? Take a caravan of buses, go across the southern border and go, hi, we're here. We want health care. We want food stamps. We want housing. We want everything, okay? We want citizenship. Would the Mexican government put up with that or any other government on this planet? Heck no. And yet somehow that's okay here.
Yeah.
Only for the Donald, get the wall built, deport the 11 million. Bully for the Donald. Great idea.